Dukes in the morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Fran, sorry I hung up on you.
Well, I actually hung up on you. You said something. I forgot, though. I even
okay, I'll take
have
that.
The number. My daughter is here for just 3 days.
She's ready to meet.
Well, that's nice. So are you guys having a pretty good time?
Well, you know, well, she made it back from Korea, and she got her commission, second lieutenant. It's been a long road. her 13-year-old brother that's in remission with cancer. He's as tall as she is, and I don't think. I turned that radio down just a wee bit. I don't think. And his name is Paris.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
He's you know, my boy, my 13-year-old that's in remission with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was diagnosed at 7, and praise be to God through him by the blood of Jesus and Children's Mercy Hospital.
Yeah, it's a good place there in Kansas City.
Oh, honey, when I get the money, they get half.
Is that right?
I diagnosed, I didn't have insurance or anything. Single mom, whatever, still single. We need to get together, you and I, but we'll talk.
Oh, is that right?
They said 50 years ago, Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. That was the cancer. They couldn't stop the cells from growing. They couldn't make you comfortable until you died. Everybody died with that cancer. And that was 50 years ago, they told me. They said, we're going to get this. And sure enough, he's healthier and tired, good looking. All kinds of little girls out there, you know. we're still fellowshipping. And,
well, that's good.
And what's going on? What are we going to do for the 4th?
What are we going to do for the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Sundown salute, I figured, right?
I thought that was over.
You thought Sundown Salute was over? Sure, not thinking about Country Stampede.
About where the bands come in.
Yeah, it's just now starting.
Ooh,
yeah, it runs.
I thought it was over because I missed it last year.
It runs through July 4th.
ZZ Top. I didn't make it.
ZZ Top was at Stampede last year, I think, is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about Country Stampede. Sundown Salute is what I was talking about. In Junction City, the 4th of July celebration, you know.
This our celebration.
Thousands of people get together in Heritage Park and fellowship.
Thing today. What's going on?
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard I'm leaving, right?
Where are you going?
I'm moving back to Kansas City.
You said that you weren't going to leave when it was out that you were leaving. You weren't supposed to be. You said you.
How long ago was that, Fran? That was a long time ago.
That was a couple months ago.
Yeah, things have changed.
Well, I told everybody Roy Williams was leaving. You know, from North Carolina.
And yeah.
But now doggone it.
I'm sorry, Fran.
What am I to do?
Well, get some web access and stay in touch at mattstukes.com.
What are you going to do now? What are you going to Kansas City? You got somebody pregnant?
Yes. How did you guess? I've been trying to hide it from everybody, but...
Put it on me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Let's get a big enough house and we all live together.
You think so?
You're leaving when?
Well, my last show's tomorrow, and I'll be moving back and forth between now and the end of July. My lease is up at the end of July.
Oh, why are you leaving? Are you disgruntled?
No, nothing like that, Fran. It's just, you know, working these kind of hours and everything, and there is a lot of other stuff that I do for the radio station. And I just found I didn't have enough time for some of the things I wanted to do in my personal life, you know? And,
Life goes on, you have to expand, have to move on. It's just
one of those things, you know. I love doing the show and everything, but at some point you say, well, my personal life kind of matters more. You know, I'm 26 years old now. I've had a fun 6 years doing radio for sure. And it's time to move back home and be with my family and my friends in the city I grew up in and the city I love. So
in the business. You're going to stay in the business, yeah.
I'm going to start a business?
You're going to stay in the business.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know, Fran. I don't think the chances are extremely high of that. So
well, what else is it for you to do? Movie star?
I don't know. Maybe movie star in Kansas City. I think I could pull that off, right?
Yeah, I got to look for some contacts on the East Coast. Check this out, though. Now, who am I going to wake up with now?
You're going to wake up with Matt McBain and Jerry Ann starting Monday.
Well, we are that, too.
Yeah, see? It'll be good times.
He's real funky. He plays good music.
Yeah.
However, Miss Jerry Ann, is that okay? You have to wake up with me, Miss Jerry Ann.
What?
You have to wake up with me rather than me wake up with you.
Okay.
I didn't know. Now, and I can't curse. About to say a curse word.
That's good that you
Lord
did.
Lord have mercy. No, Lord, I guess I'm going to have to go to Kansas City, too. and your fan club and everybody that loves you so much.
Yeah.
You can't just.
Well, Fran, that's really nice of you to say all that stuff. Can you hold on the line for me one more minute?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm, oh, Lord. This is not even correct.
I'm sorry. Hold on, we'll talk, you and I will talk a little bit more off the air. We need to get out to commercial break here. Hold on to the line, okay, Fran? All right. You still there, Fran?
Yeah, my son, he's Paris Keith. And you say what you just said, Paris.
Don't leave.
I wish I could stay, but I can't.
Wow. Oh. So just, I guess I will have to be on the internet, MySpace or
MattStukes.com. MattStukes.com.
Was that, you just decided that and doing a 2-week notice, or you just walking out?
No, I gave my notice actually about a month back.
We didn't
want to turn it into a month long of going away stuff, so.
Oh my goodness, you really built up the, I used to wake up in the morning and was so down. You know, until Matt Stukes came to town. And all the listeners, you know, they can see. You're a Friday's morning DJ. You named me the High Lady. Oh, my goodness. And you still owe the fan club, the original girls, you still owe us a dinner.
A dinner?
You remember?
Yeah, where are we going?
Last year, you said we got to go out to dinner. You were going to take us. We haven't forgot that. We love to eat. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not. I'm really cool. You're going to be doing well. If tomorrow's the last show, it'll be free for our Fridays. Doggone it! Now this is just too. This is. What if all the listeners, what if we petition, don't make us sue you.
Sue me? For what?
For leaving. That's not fair to us.
Are you allowed to sue someone for leaving? I don't know.
Oh, darling. Oh, my goodness. And at 26, you have your life ahead of you. Don't leave us. Is it anything, we UPOTWs can do to help you stay?
I think we're far past that stage, Fran.
Okay.
But
UPOTW's money too.
What's that?
I'm trying to bribe you. Money and
money.
UPOTW girls. You know.
Yeah, as tempting as that is, Fran, I think if I would have had that offer earlier, maybe I would have taken it back, but it's too late now.
We've been saving it up for you, waiting until you were ready.
Until I was ready?
Until you were ready.
Yeah, I know.
You sound so sad. You're going to miss all of your listeners.
I know, I really am. I'm going to miss you a lot.
You did a great thing and whatnot. My son told us, he said, Chris Casey's leaving. I said, he'd been gone. And then when he found out it was you, he was like, no, don't go. Oh, man. Okay. The longevity, your infamous, such a legend. I dream of you and everything.
Is that right?
You were the best. You're the best at everything.
That's not true, Fran, but that's really nice for you to say.
Yes, you are. You know it.
Okay, I kind of know it. You're right.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you know it. So I guess so. What can I do? I told you. It was about the firemen, about winning the race, whatever. And you're so such a super spectacular person. And I don't know if you're not going to be in the business in Kansas City. I don't even know. I don't know what your major was, but I know what you are to us. All of us. And matter of fact, let me go ahead. I have to go ahead and tell it. You have such a following. All different races, creeds, and colors. All the black folk, they began to, I was like, and their co-workers and Asians and white folk, there's everybody. Everybody listens and calls, they call in too. It's easy, it's free call, just call the number and that's how this humongous following of yours was built up. They listen, they liked it, and they laugh. You know, there's so many people that are, they don't wake up in the morning so down now because they began to wake up with you. And you, I need some volumes of some Thorazine or something. Everybody, you gonna put people on medication.
God.
But Miss Joanne and my cat Matt and thing. So who's going to take his slot?
Well, I think they're going to bring somebody else in eventually to kind of rearrange things. So
rearrange.
Well, yeah, to fill his spot.
Mess up some stuff.
Well, like Rodney's going to be doing it Monday at least, and then I don't know. I don't know their plans, Fran. They don't tell me very much.
Well, I love all the cats, but you know, well, it's going to be some upset people. They're going to have to, I don't know what 97.5 is going to do.
Why do you have to make, why are you trying to make me feel so bad? Jeez.
I mean, well, you should. I mean, I might as well leave Kansas. You're the only thing that kept me here.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was going to leave way before. You know, Dorothy clicked her heels to get here. I was clicking my heels to get away from here. And God knows it you just came in at the right time, and it was like, hey, this place is pretty cool, and I guess I gotta go. I'm gonna have to hitchhike or something. I ain't got no money. Or whatever.
Well, who knows? Who knows, Sharon?
I hope you stay in the business. You know, people in North Carolina, Georgia, everywhere, overseas, one of your fans, most favorite fan club members, her daughter and her husband was stationed in Germany, she was in Germany. He was in Iraq. And she ordered some thongs with UPLTW.
Nice.
For real, you know, United whatever of the world, women of the world.
Yeah, pretty tats.
She and her husband just got back to the States not even 2 weeks ago. But she always pulled you up on her internet. She's really good with her computer. And so now everybody all over the world, in the United States, you just gonna leave us half dry. We're going to do.
I'm still going to be doing podcasts. I'll still record podcasts and put them online, but you have to be able to go online and use the website to be able to get it. You know, I'm just not going to be as easily accessible. I'll still be putting content out there.
Yeah.
You just won't be able to, you know, listen all morning long, I guess.
We pull you up online every day. Matter of fact, that's one of my icons. It says Max Dixon. And then we just, my 11-year-old says, and he can pull it up. It just clicks on, and everybody just listens and laughs and everything. So just still stand at that particular website or whatever, and we can keep in touch with you.
Yes, mattstukes.com.
I'm telling you, it's one of my icons on the computer.
Is that right?
Yes, of course.
Well, that's nice.
You just don't know what we do.
I know. I don't have any idea what you do, Fran. I'm very curious. I wish I would have gotten to know that a little better.
Want to hear yourself on my computer?
Yes. Let's hear it. Let's prove it.
Oh, shut up. No, you didn't call my bluff. Garrett.
Busted.
He doesn't believe that he's one of my icons on the computer. He says he wants to hear himself on the computer. Pull him up, Pap. We call Paris Pap. For sure. Missy? My daughter.
I couldn't hear anything. What?
You know, he runs 6 miles every day. Second lieutenant. Got her commission. But I'm mother. I'll choke her.
Yes, well, is that right?
We're on the air. He's leaving us. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, it's going to be some angry people around.
No one's going to be that angry. They'll get over it. I'll be gone a week, and I'll be forgotten. That'll be it.
Tell me your name. My name is Paris.
I'm sorry?
I said my name is Paris. Boss told me to say it.
Oh, okay.
My name is Paris.
Nice to meet you.
You know.
What, you didn't think I believed you?
Last name is not Hilton.
Is that right?
Well,
that's helpful. Paris. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Paris. Come on, Pav. Hell yeah.
Well, everything. I opened it up. Opened up too many of them.
You guys are having a hard time with the computer, aren't you?
No, I'm looking at Stukes with the kind of like a little. I'm a Libra, so I'm kind of like a little Libra triangle thingy and whatnot. This is what, matter of fact, you're the life of the party. We'll keep this in the archives.
You heard from Chris.
Have I heard from Chris?
Did you? What did he do?
Actually, Chris came into town. Chris was in town last week. He stopped by my place, and he's borrowing my camcorder to film another short film back home.
I mean, he'll make millions. He needs to film me.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Hilarious, honey.
He needs to hook this sister up, too.
But he's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing real good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris is a good guy.
He's in productions or something. What?
Well, right now he's still saving money to get out to Hollywood. He's working at a bar, bartending, and...
Oh, that's a good way.
Yeah, I know. And he's filming some stuff on the side. He's put a couple videos up. Him and I filmed something when he was in town on the K-State campus. It was kind of fun.
Oh, really? So,
yeah. It's on the website. If you scroll down some, you can see it. Watch the video.
Did REO Speedwagon come, or are they coming?
They're coming. That's the Sundown Salute again. That's July 4th.
They're going to be in Jackson?
Yeah, at Heritage Park for the 4th of July.
Are you going?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be in town or not.
I tell you what. Since you and I never met face to face.
Yes.
I would love to go. I would love to go. And I bet, without any introductions or whatever, I wonder if you'd be able to spot me and know who I'm, you know.
Spot you and know who you are?
Yeah.
How would I be able to do that? I've never seen you before. I know, interesting dilemma.
Come on, Paris, turn up. Let me know that he's... I'm eating cherries. You're part of my life.
How are they tasting?
So warm. Turn it up, Paris. Can you hear you?
I just want to say to him, just because he gets mad because he can't get laid in the club by these big girls, let me hand the call and...
Yeah, I right. I recognize that clip. That's an old one.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. That's an old clip, though. That's from a long time ago.
Yeah, it's tough. I have my glasses. Missy, go get my glasses. Put some parrots, put something on. I won't hear no other person talking to him. Love him.
Well, friend, I have a couple minutes before we need to get back on the air here.
I'm overwhelmed is not the word. I'm just...
I know. I'm sorry to let you down.
Don't ever say you're sorry. A simple apology will do. And sometimes we have to do what we have to do.
You're right.
Time to go. Do what you know.
Well, thanks for understanding. And I want to thank you for doing everything you did for the show, Fran. You were a big part of it, and I know a lot of people enjoyed hearing you, and we enjoyed having you on the show. It was a lot of fun.
It's been a battle. It just at a time in my life when, you know, my folks were dying back home, and just you know, single parent after 26 years of marriage. 6 years I was married first at 15. My mother had to take me from North Carolina to sign for me in South Carolina to get married at 15. Air Force husband. 6 years I was married. And then 2 months later, well, after 6 years, then divorced Air Force husband, married the Army husband. He's retired Command Sergeant Major. I don't get a dime from him. I have to take him back to court and whatnot. This is everything that's rightfully my children. I have to fight for 2 civil suits. I don't get food stamps or anything. I just get screwed in every hole I got. I'm a survivor. What there?
Never mind.
But anyway, it's like that and everything. But God is good enough. When by the blood of Jesus, I'm still a human rights activist.
Yep.
Even though I'm labeled as political rights activist, I'm for the people and whatnot. I'm fellowship. I'm tired of doing free psychic reading somewhere to sock them out of the money or something. Amen.
And you have made such an impact on all our lives. And, I especially speak for black folk. Everybody know you're Caucasian.
I am. The secret's out now. Yeah.
And it's the our people. I have friend people and even little green Martians. But the black folk has made such a turnaround, jamming off of Matt Dukes in the morning.
I don't know about that.
It's such a deep thing, They're like before they lying, listening to radio station or whatever. And they got into you, and I don't know. I'm just tell him, hey, time for him to go. He had to go, but pull him up on the computer. That's it. That's all. Take care of yourself, and God bless. Try to make it to that sundown salute or whatever. I know good and well you ain't gonna miss REO Speedway. I'm gonna try. I'll be the one that they'll be pulling off stage. The cops will be pulling off stage. but about naked, that'll be me.
Well, I'll look for you. That'll be helpful.
Yeah, hold up the fort. I'm gonna send you an email or something once I get my nerves together. You take care.
You too, Fran. Thanks again for
everything. I love you so much. And when you talk to Chris, you tell him I still love him too.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, God bless you.
You too, Fran.
And everything.
I hope. I hope I'll talk to you again.
Oh, the hope. Now you sound like you're not suicidal, right?
What's that?
You're not suicidal.
No.
Said you hope.
Well, I know, but okay, yeah, you're right. No, I'll talk to you again.
As long as there's a Matt Stukes, there'll be a friend.
Well, all right, we'll have to.
Hi, lady, I love you.
All right, friend.
We love you.
Yeah, I love you guys too.
Ciao, baby.
See ya.